Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more into God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Chapter 4 and verse 1 of Revelation. After this I looked, and behold, a door opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Hallelujah. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. Jesse told us when we had a time of fellowship together up at Brother Copeland's one night, he said, out of that throne comes lightnings and explosions. And he said, we hit the dirt. Gold dust, you know. But he said, when the glory comes in our meetings, it'll blow out every light. It'll destroy all the sound systems. The power will over... There's no surge protector that can stop it. Not one big enough. And before the throne, see, John went through the door, and he saw this. Verse 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes. Say eyes. Before and behind. See, that's what he saw. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second, that's probably the one he saw, the first one. What do you think of it? The first one came. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had the face of a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You don't need to search for the answer, why am I here? Here's your answer why you're here. You were created for God's pleasure and God's purpose, and that alone. And that's enough. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now turn to Ezekiel, for he also saw the throne of God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 1. And verse 4, and then we'll also read a little bit out of verse 10. Ezekiel 1, verse 4, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire, and out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And it goes down and gives more of their appearance. And it says in verse 10, the likeness of their faces. They four had the face of a man, the face of a lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle. And then if you go down to verse 18, they're called the living creatures in this scripture. Verse 15 says, now as I beheld the living creatures. And then in verse 18, as for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful. And their rings, or strakes, were full of eyes round about them. He gives that picture again of being full of eyes. And then again here in verse 26, they're placed as being at the throne. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the brightness of fire, and it had brightness round about it. As the appearance of the bow, the rainbow, that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard the voice of one that spake. This time the throne and the living creatures seems to come down there where he is. Bless the Lord. He was between the earth. And how God does these things, I don't know, but he does it. And Ezekiel chapter 10, again, he's going to see this. The glory of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 10. Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And so we see then here God's throne. And then verse 4, then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with a cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And then it speaks about these four, verse 8. And there appeared in the cherubim the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, behold, the four wheels by the cherubim, one wheel by one cherub. And verse 10, as for their appearance, they four had one likeness. And verse 11, when they went upon their four sides. They turned not as they went, but to the place whither the head looked, they followed it. They turned not as they went. And their whole body and their backs and their hands and their wings and the wheels were full of eyes round about. Bless the Lord. Then it tells you the faces again in verse 14. Everyone had four faces, the cherub, the man, the lion, the eagle. And the cherubim were lifted up in verse 15. This is the living creature that I saw by the river of Chebar. And in verse 17, the end of the verse says, for the spirit of the living creature was in them. Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubim. And what I want to make plain to you from these scriptures is we have a witness, John saw this. We have a witness, Ezekiel saw it. And we have a witness. It was sometimes you think a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Well, I don't know how you would have described it if you'd seen the things that Ezekiel did, but he did the best job he could. You know, we don't always see things and picture things the way heaven pictures them. A living creature with eyes all around its head, the face that looks like a lion. That might not sound like something absolutely beautiful to us, but it's absolutely beautiful to God. He keeps it right there before him all the time. Hallelujah. And he's let these people be witnesses of it, and he let Brother Kenneth Hagin be witnesses of these creatures. When I went from here, immediately I went to Brother Hagin's meeting in Longmont, Colorado. I knew it was going to be a special meeting. He'd had a very special one where prophecy came forth years before there. And I looked forward to going to the Longmont Holy Ghost meeting. God told Brother Hagin 4 years ago to have Holy Ghost meetings. And he obeyed the Lord and started the first one a year ago, January. And in the Holy Ghost meetings, in the mornings, we always pray wonderful times of prayer because Jesus told him, you're not going to have this move without prayer. And in the night times, he just follows the Spirit of the Lord whithersoever he goeth. And it started just crack out of the box at Longmont, Colorado. We started up high in the Spirit. I was so blessed by the meeting, the Southwest Believers Convention. It was one of the most wondrously glory-filled meetings. And I then had lunch with Brother Hagin, and I shared with him what happened down here. I shared with him what Lynn saw and what Lynn had told me. And Brother Hagin didn't make a judgment as to whether or not that was one of the one of the living creatures, but he said, that looks like what I saw. He said, the ones I saw were about 15 feet tall. He said they had eyes all around their heads about the size of quarters. And for he had been caught up before he'd gone through that open door. There's an open door there. And he'd gone up through that open door, and he gives us an account of it here in this book, I Believe in Visions. I know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries has these books for sale, and we have them for sale back there on our book table. And this is I Believe in Visions, and it tells about the visions of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he's appeared to Brother Hagin and really directed his life and ministry in the last days. I said to Brother Hagin, I said, Brother Hagin, when you obeyed God and you agreed to have these Holy Ghost meetings, it did something in the spirit realm for all of us. In a way, you know, there are companies that we march in, and we love the whole body of Christ, but we're set in the body of Christ to work together in companies. Like, for instance, the Lord spoke to me years ago and said, in the glorious church, there are glorious connections. Some of them come from the past, and he talked to me about how we were connected with John G. Lake and how we were connected with some from the past by physical people, John G. Lake's daughter, by Brother Justin Duplessis, who came through here before. See, that's not an accident. You kind of march in this faith place. That's where you are, and so you're connected. And the Lord said to me years ago, in the glorious church, there are glorious connections, some of them from the past, some of them from your life when you live right now. You are connected with people, he said, for an apostolic work. The Bible says God has set some in the church as it has pleased him. And so there are those we work with and march with. And we're connected to the whole body. We love the whole body. We're not a hand. Let's say we're a hand here working in the body of Christ together, connected. But we're not a hand floating in space. That would be a horrible thing. I remember when I was a little kid, I used to be eaten up with fear. And one of the things that got me into that fear was a movie called The Beast with Five Fingers. I don't know if you might have seen that old movie or not. But they had this hand cut off from everything, and it came out at night and played the piano. And that is not the way we work. We don't cut ourselves off from the body. That'll get you sick. If you don't discern the body, it says you'll be weak and sickly. And so, but we work together. It's impossible to know everything going on this earth, but I'd like to know it that God is doing. I wish I knew every single thing, but I can't. So we work with one group here, but then we help others. I mean, if the back needs scratching, we scratch it, you know. We hold hands, we rub the foot, whatever. We love each other. But there is something about your own company. You just know where you're set. You just fit there.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Brim Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.